Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop, the best grub on wheels. The storefront location for Fat Jack's is no longer operating. However, they could still provide you with their best sandwiches, burgers, wings, and a whole lot more through their brand new food truck. Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop is now the best grub on wheels thanks to the food truck. You can still get all the great specialty sandwiches, burgers, wings, and a whole lot more that you've come to know and love. It's now available out of the food truck. To be able to see where the food truck is, check out their Facebook page at Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop. It only takes seconds for burglars to break in with a bump key. So to make sure that your automotive, residential, and commercial properties are protected, trust JAM All Safe and Secure Locksmiths. They're the key to sensible security. They're an authorized multi-lock dealer with high security solutions for home or business that is true intruder resistant. For more information, call 727-474-6906 or visit the shop at 13030 Starkey Road in Largo. JAM All Safe and Secure Locksmiths, the key to sensible security.
It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Another one in the books. What do you think there, Mr. Matt, Magical Matt?
I try not to think. It saves me a lot of time and energy.
Right. And, you know, it's like the best thing you can say to someone is, we think not. Because it's their thinking that gets you in trouble, or if you give your opinion. If you have no opinion on outside issues, you can't be drawn into public controversy, right?
Just no. I had a boss one time tell me the way to lose in the company. This is a big company, too. I'll even say the name, PricewaterhouseCoopers. And he said, you know, we're going to this meeting in Canada, but, you know, you don't say anything because that's just how you're going to end up having work to do. And it's the truth, though. The person who speaks up first usually loses. That's what he would say. And also gets the responsibility.
Yeah, like in sales, what's his name? A bunch of your sales trainers, but Tom Hopkins would say, when you ask the closing question, let's just say I asked you for your credit card, you shut up, right? But the way he would say it is, you ask someone for their credit card to make a sale, right? So can I get your credit card to put a deposit down? Okay.
Are you waiting for me for an answer?
Yeah, then you wait for an answer, because I know we... And then he says, the first one who talks...
Loses.
This is what he does on the tape. The first one who talks loses! And he screams it into the tape. Because, you know, because we get nervous with the silence.
Mm-hmm.
And the person's thinking, should I do it? Should I... And you're giving them an out.
Mm-hmm.
Only if you have their best interest, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You got to have someone's best interest and really care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have Sam's Gyro, right? And he was thinking, like, oh, the coupon's $1.99, and there's a new owner there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's thinking, oh, people are coming in for the $1.99. You go out with your girlfriend. You go out with your girlfriend or wife. Usually people go out. They don't just go in. It's one coupon. Me and Tammy went there. You know how much money we spent?
No.
60s. It's on my credit card thing. That's how I know. $67. Another time we went there, we spent $47. Why? Because we're not just buying for ourselves. We're either buying for our families or the crew. No one just comes in. And how often have you gone out to eat? So what Johnny's Italian Restaurant did, whether you believe this or not, for years, guess what his coupon was?
Don't know. What is coupon?
Free dinner, no purchase necessary.
Really?
And then what you would have to do is find the misspelled word in his ad and circle it to validate it. So he went to this restaurant conference, right? And 90% of the people that go out to eat don't go out to eat by themselves. And 9 out of 10 people that will come in with that free coupon will have someone else with them. And he did that for at least 3 or 4 years.
I was going to say, I wonder if it affected his bottom... You know,
it was great. So I was trying to explain that to the
new owner. Truth, though. You'd never go out alone. I mean, very rarely. I mean,
You can.
People do, but usually you go out to have dinner with your family or with your friends.
Or even a friend. Yeah. Do you ever really go out by yourself? I'm not saying you don't.
I think you're right. I mean, in most cases, people do go in as a couple or, you know, it's very few that go single. You're right. So obviously the guy he made out, because if they brought somebody else with them, that cost for the second person made up for the first dinner that was for free.
Well, yeah, and I have it on my statement. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, because it happens to be I paid with a credit card. So I'm talking to the guy on the phone. I said, I'm going to bring my credit card statement in. I used the $1.99 coupon and spent $67 here. I used the $1.99 coupon and spent $47. And I used the $1.99 coupon and spent $52. Because all he was thinking is seeing the $1.99 coupon, right? And I get that. But what you got to explain to people is that it's getting someone in your restaurant. It's like those oil change coupons. They don't make money on the oil change coupon. But what they want to do is get the coupon so the car's on the rack. And then you say to them, oh, my God, you need a wheel alignment. Oh, your brakes need to be done.
But engine flush.
Yeah,
water flush.
But have their and you know, guys like Bill Supergas, right? Use him as an example. He's the most trusted man in Palm Harbor. There's no one more trusted. He was the honorary mayor, and he owns two service stations. And he would tell people, and I know customers of mine that went there, you need no services. But they bring it to someone else, right? And they'll try to sell them on a service. At Bill's Supergas, it's trust and loyalty. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, he's veteran-owned also. So he served our country. So, Matt, what I was going to ask you is that... Hello? Yes.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, I didn't know. What was it? The Flintstones. Right.
Hold on.
I know. Oh, my God. Here, the TV executives are here. Wow, and they brought dessert. These guys own a TV station. That's them.
Cool.
They want to put our show on TV. What do you think of that?
You must have made a heck of an impression on them.
Right.
put us little guys on the TV. Wow. Are they blind, right? Brian walks in, looks at me, takes one look, and goes, I'm not sure that you have a face for TV.
Yeah, we actually are on YouTube right now, right? So we have cameras in the studio right now, and we're live on YouTube, just so you know. So we have food. Actually, you should have showed your food that you put on the YouTube thing.
Oh, yes, but everybody's eating right now, actually. But guess what? Our producer is here. We have Greg.
We're too busy to talk to you. Right.
So I told him he can come in and join everyone right now.
Yeah, but also, can you send in the gentleman, the painter, Southwest Painter?
John, yes.
Right.
Yeah, and the thing you wanted for him is loaded up and ready to go when you are.
Okay, so you're the best, buddy. So everybody, I want to say happy anniversary to Bill and Maria.
Happy anniversary. Happy
and
anniversary.
I hope I said her name right.
All right, fellas, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
All right, fellas, I appreciate it.
You want me in here?
Well, there you go. That's Fred Flintstone saying happy anniversary to Bill and Marie. Maria, I hope I got the name right. But I just remember it was such a beautiful name. Maria, isn't that like one of the most beautiful names? If you think
Maria, yes. Maria's a beautiful name.
It's a real beautiful name.
Very common name.
But beautiful, too.
Yeah, it's very, very, very...
And then they've been married for 53 years.
Now, give us a call here and let us know how that happened. Give us the secret of marriage.
What is the secret to
441-3000, we're here. Give us some advice over here.
The woman being very, very calm and kind of putting up with a lot of the man. Actually, gotta give her all the light credit.
Well, they always say that. I did. You know, there was this one couple I talked to. There was a guy for 70 years. I asked the guy, how did you guys, you know, he's, trust me, we had ups and downs, but the one thing he realized that she's always right.
Or you know what the two words you say to live to have a long marriage?
What's that?
What are the two words? Yes,
yes
dear.
Ma'am.
Yes, dear. Yes, dear.
Well, technically, there's six. Yes, dear. You're right. I'm sorry.
There you go. Oh, wow. You got it perfect.
Yeah, he's right. Matt's right. You know, but
so that's what you get listening to the BCC radio show. You get great coupon deals and you get relationship advice.
That's right.
The show here.
Do you know in business there are two ships you don't want to be on? Who knows what two ships you don't want to be on in business?
The quick and the dead.
Well, that was quick.
The quick and the
sinking.
Dead.
The sinking
a sinking ship.
Ship. And then what else?
A slowly sinking ship.
It's the same thing.
A lost ship.
No, in business, people will know this that have had partners. Yeah. You don't want to be on a partnership.
Oh,
jeez.
No. Okay, that is Brian's dad joke for
yes,
tonight.
Yes, that's Brian's dad joke.
Yeah. And then I'm going to say this to my buddy Bill, who I love. I actually can say that. It comes across wrong, but I really do. He's been doing business with me for over a quarter century. And he's a very respected man in the community and gives back and helps out the community. But there are big ships. There are little ships. But the best ship is Bill's friendship.
Yeah, that's nice.
I like to play the words there. I was waiting for something. Huh? I think it was friendship.
Right, how was that?
Yeah, remind
that's
you.
Cool. That's cool. Is he going to be calling in? Or is he?
Oh, I hope so. Bill, if you're there listening, 727-441-3000.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, been married for 53 years. It's Bill Supergas. He's at the corner of Tampa Road and US 19 and at the corner of Florida Avenue and Alternate 19. And he's a man of integrity. He's fought for our country. He's been a veteran. He's been there. And he's a man of dignity.
All right.
That's awesome.
That's definitely a business I like to visit.
And they say behind every good man is a good woman.
Oh, yeah. That's absolutely true.
Right.
I believe it.
And I guarantee behind the scenes, Maria is doing so much stuff.
I'm sure of it.
Right.
Supportive. Yep.
Bookkeeping, whatever. Yep. And so he's lucky to have such a wonderful lady. Congratulations.
Happy anniversary.
53 God years. God bless. Okay, so let's go on. Who do we have over here?
We have John. A guest in the house.
John?
John York.
And now you, is that a veteran? You are a veteran too?
No.
Looks like a veteran that.
No.
It's okay.
I love my country.
Well, very good.
That's why it's all in my head.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to love your country, right?
Yes.
The United States of America.
Yes.
You know, my son served in the Marines, and I have the Marine plaque in my car, and I always get, hey, were you in the Marines? They're like, can I get that credit? My son was in the Marines. I'm very proud of him.
Yes.
Proud of being American. And my daughter's a school teacher. She's teaching the future of our, you know, the future of our of America. And all of my nieces and nephew, they all served in the Navy, Army, you name it. So I'm very, very proud of them. But again, my hats off goes to all the military folks out there that put their lives in the line. I have good friends that went to Desert Storm and during the Iraq War. I'm 53 years old, so I go way back. But for those folks that serve the Army and the military and for those vets, you know, my I 100% support them.
100%. That's why you should support Bill Supergas.
Yeah.
Right? Because he's a veteran-owned and operated business.
Right.
But more so, not just for that reason, he's a man of integrity.
And with that being said, for those vets that are out there that are struggling in the streets, if they're homeless or if they need food or clothing, I do have a website called Our Community First, the letter R, Community First. Just type in what you're looking for. It is specifically designed to help veterans, to help those people that are in need. Just kind of an FYI.
Okay, and then we got someone on the line?
Yeah, we do. Ramblin' Rose is on the phone.
Ramblin' Rose.
Oh my God,
he's a veteran too. He's a veteran. I remember him.
KC.
Hey, KC.
Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Okay, buddy. We got a full house here.
Yes, we do.
I mean, it's packed here with... What do you think about the food we got? Tammy did. We got baked ziti, Casey.
Well, she brought some food in. I has three
big
or four
salad,
meatballs.
It tastes
pretty good.
We got pizzas. We got desserts.
I still want to smack on the phone and hear smack on what I'm talking. It's kind of hard to talk and you're eating.
But anyhow, so we really got it going on. It's like a party atmosphere.
Absolutely.
And we got the TV executives here. So.
Oh.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. That we're putting together. Where I was thinking from KC's standpoint, because I have a lot of respect for him,
right.
is to get some input on how to do this show. Do we film in here at the radio station? Or do we do it in the studio?
Beats me.
Well, I think the studio would be a better atmosphere.
Right, so there you go. So anyhow, we're going forward with the TV. They're out there. We're there at 5:30 after we do the traffic report. We're going to have them on. So it's kind of exciting. And they are, it's Court TV, and I'll say this on the air, there's anywhere from 30 to 50,000 like streaming people that watch it, is how I guess how you word it. And then what it is people really like to know what's going on in court cases,
mm-hmm.
right? Whatever the big ones are. And they like to tune in. And then these guys, you ever hear of Dan Abrams?
It sounds familiar, yeah. Dan Abrams.
KC, have you ever heard of Dan Abrams?
No, I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with it.
But he's that Court TV guy.
Yeah.
He does the thing where people jump over the table to go after the judge. I don't know, but he's real famous, actually.
Oh, okay. So, like a Jerry Springer court show?
Yeah, but he films he films stuff in courtrooms when crazy things happen in the courtroom.
Oh.
It's like a dash cam, but it's a dash cam for courtrooms.
So then he gets all
the crazy cases.
Crazy cases. So what this guy does...
I haven't caught that yet, so I have to check that out.
You're a busy man, Casey.
You're busy. But the thing is, that's what he supplies... this stuff to famous people because he gets the rights to it because he's the one who has the cameras in the studio.
Gotcha.
This guy that's the TV executive that's here now.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. You know. And by the way, how was your Valentine's Day for your business there, Casey?
Excellent. Outstanding.
Okay.
Lots of praise to Brian for having me on the radio show so much. And, you know, I did some TV commercials myself, so we did pretty well. We did 70% over last.
Nice.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, did you just hear that?
I did not.
You're not here. You just
hear me. I'm just
hanging out.
All that matters is you hear me. We don't need, no. You're...
But I think we caught him in the last. He was there for an hour and a half, and then he needed to go.
But that's amazing! Did you just hear that?
Yeah,
he had a 70% increase in sales.
Congratulations!
Yeah. And that's because of you, KC.
Yeah,
really.
Well, that's thanks to you as well. I mean, I was on a radio station a lot, so people did tell me they heard me on your radio station. So.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
My mom, she's coming through for me. Anyhow, that's wonderful.
And Casey, and another note too. Well, I don't know if you were chiming in, but earlier we were just saying, thanking all our veterans out there, and we knew that you're a veteran as well. So thank you for your service again. Okay.
Yeah, we just had.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. We really appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, we do a lot for the veterans here because the really Angel here, what he does is he has a website, and what he does is he directs them and gets them housing. And if you know, I know we're here to promote your florist and all that, but can you hear what he does for the veterans.
No, basically, I have a site. You type in veterans, it lists all the not-for-profits that help veterans and all the services. You just type in the word veterans and you'll see it. Or if you need food, clothing, or if you know somebody who's in need of anything, just go on the site. You type it in, it'll pop right up. The not-for-profits are the ones keeping the information updated, which keeps it the most up-to-date information possible. So if you want to volunteer your services or perhaps volunteer some flowers or whatever, you let me know when those things are happening, and that can promote your business that you're providing to the community, or even perhaps invite you to some of these activities so you can promote your business within the community and show your support. So all that's together.
Right, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Send me stuff to RevingRoseFlorist.com.
Yep.
RevingRoseFlorist@yahoo.com. I'm
sorry about email. Absolutely.
You send it to me. I will definitely post it on my website and other places.
Tell me the name of your business again, the website.
It's called
Our
Community for Rambling Rose.
I know that.
Yeah, Rambling Rose Florist with an S.com.
Yeah.
With an S.
Rambling Rose Florist.com.
Here's a quick story, Casey, and I thank you for giving us your time. So we're doing the same thing like we're doing here.
Yes.
But I had a colonel on from Bay Pines.
Oh.
Right? And she was in charge of homeless, getting veterans into housing, right, that are homeless, only for veterans, right? And she builds houses, and she's a colonel. The guy that's sitting right where you are, right, he comes in, he's a dance teacher, right? So when he's dressed really nice, mm-hmm. and I'm saying, wow, you really are dressed for, you look like you would be a dance teacher. So the lady, the colonel's talking about how she takes care of the homeless. Guess what he says on the radio live, had the courage to do it. Can anybody guess what he said?
Well, he does dancing, you said?
Yeah. What do you think he said to the colonel? It just blew everybody away.
Well, give him dancing lessons?
Yeah.
He's homeless. You can't even make this up. He comes in dressed up like, and he's staying at a shelter. So he comes in, she goes, oh, you're homeless. And so he's directly talking to the colonel. They hooked up. Guess what happened a week later?
He has housing.
He had housing. You can't even make this up. Well, you see this beautiful guy dressed in a beautiful gear. He's charging $65 an hour to be a dance teacher. And he's homeless.
They say never judge a book by its cover. Right. Anyone could be homeless. The storm came over here. A lot of people were homeless. So, you know, we have a lot of situations like that, unfortunately. But the good thing is that there's a lot of resources out there, right, that people may not be aware of. And that's why we're doing Connecting the Dots. And because of your platform, you made that happen.
But can you just give like a two-minute commercial on Ramblin' Rose, please? Why someone should do business with you?
Yeah, well, one of the reasons why you should do business with me, I tell people all the time, as far as a lot of people use the 1-800 Flowers or FTD, all that, they're just order gatherers. They're going to send the order directly to the local florist, and then the local florist only has about 57% of that order. Okay, say you started with $100. Now you only got $57, I do, and I have to deliver. I have to make the arrangement with the flowers, pay somebody to do it, have somebody deliver it, and that's all I get. And then at the end of the month, that's all I'm getting. It's very hard to make it as a florist when you're using only wire service. So we encourage everybody to buy local, especially when it comes to florals, because that's going to help your local florist and help them stay in business.
Wow, and, I didn't know that.
Yes.
That's really
good. Very
good.
Difficult. I mean, you know, you got rent, overhead, I got vehicles, you know, maintenance. It's a lot as a florist. People don't really think that the florist makes a lot of money or it's a glamorous thing or whatever, but it's a lot of work involved, and it's also very low margin, because, you know, the owner gets paid last, as we all know. But my wife also has a shop over on Drew Street, 2087 Drew Street in Clearwater, flowered by Francis. She does great weddings. She's done a lot of really big weddings, you know. She did one wedding, was over $75,000, I think somebody paid for.
Oh, my God.
What's the phone number to reach out to her?
Well, him too.
Phone number there is 727-210-3434.
Perfect.
I like that number, 210-3434. Who's a famous 34 in sports? Anybody?
Walter
Payton.
Walter Payton.
What was his name?
Shaq.
What was his nickname?
He knows all of them.
Of course I do.
Otis Anderson, too, for the Cardinals. He was 34, right? Wasn't he 34?
Yeah, but what was, well, when the Walter Payton had a nickname,
I'm going to cheat.
It?
I'm going to go ahead and click on my Google.
Have to look. Everybody, hold on. Walter Payton was known as Sweetness for the Bears.
That's right, Sweetness. 210. 34-34. So how can we remember 210?
21, Roberto Clemente.
Okay.
Deion Sanders is 210. Yeah, Roberto Clemente.
Prime time, baby.
So 727-210-3434.
Yeah.
And that's a sweet number to remember.
Rose, they're great. I got my fiance. I looked him up in the book. I went down there, and I secret shopped him for Valentine's Day. Yeah, wow. It was fantastic. Fantastic.
Huge. Really? She'll be going crazy when I tell her that.
We have a secret shopper, and it's this guy. He goes to restaurants. Seriously, tell him about how you do that for us.
Well, this is only the second one, but
still.
But hey, you know, I love the coupon book. You know, the thing is that, you know, we looked in here. We just, you know, it's always hard to find, you know, a good place to eat and to save a little bit of money. My grandmother used to say, and I've said this before, but my grandmother used to say, every dollar you spend is a dollar you'll never get back. And it's the truth. Somebody saves a few dollars on the coupon book. You were talking about the $1.99, right?
Right.
Every dollar you save is a dollar you keep that doesn't go away. But oh, it was beautiful, and we had a mixture of the roses that she likes and the lilies that I not lilies. What are the ones with the little I forget the name, the flowers that have like the really, they're really
good,
no the ones that are really smelly. It's got like a they're very long long flower petals.
Yeah, you got lilies.
I don't know.
The lilies? Not roses.
Yeah,
lilies.
Tulips.
The lilies. They're the lilies.
Those
yeah,
are yeah. tulips, yeah.
Yeah.
They're tulips, no?
And so it was nice.
There's different kinds of lilies, though. You got a stargazers, you got orientals, you got pink. You can get pink lilies, you can get orange lilies.
If there's three frogs on a lily pad, right? And two of them decide to jump off, right? You with me, Casey?
I'm with you.
So there's three frogs on a lily pad. Two decide to jump off. How many frogs are on the lily pad?
We're a math show now.
We went
from coupons
three
to like sports.
Three frogs on a lily pad. Two decide to jump off.
Right. How many frogs are still on the lily pad?
Okay, so how many frogs are on the beginning?
Just one in my math. I went to public school, but,
yeah. So wait a minute. There was three lily pads. Two frogs jumped off.
Decides to
jump off. Two frogs. Well, there's none.
No. Here's how it goes. There's three frogs on a lily pad. Two decide to jump off. When did you decide to call me? You had to do further action. They decided to jump off, but that doesn't mean they had further action and did it. Oh, further action was needed. That's what the key word there is, decide.
Decided, but didn't do it.
Right, so future
there was no infinity
needed
on when they did it. Okay.
Yeah, so the answer is
three.
Anyhow, just that's my flower analogy.
This is Brian's thing. He just wants to make us sad. He seems stupid.
Doesn't
take much.
Casey from Ramblin' Rose, we're going to be doing TV, buddy.
Yep. You going
to
come on the show for us? You going
to
come on the show?
Good to me, man. I've been on TV lots of times. I like television.
Awesome.
Camera likes me.
Okay, good. But you got to put on makeup. I looked at you. You're going to need a lot of makeup, Casey.
Oh, well. That's probably true. My wife will tell you that, too, probably. I'm going to need a lot of makeup.
Oh, hey. God. You know I'm kidding. I'm going to tell you something. I'm losing everybody. Really, Casey wants to say blank, blank, you. Right, Casey?
No. I never considered myself a handsome gent. That's my son and my brother. Never me.
You're a handsome man.
Anyhow, I never considered that.
Okay, but thank you for being on the show.
Thank you,
and we'll get with you.
And thank
next
you for
Casey.
The wonderful roses. It was great.
Well, I'm going to tell my wife that she's going to be really happy about that. She's really going to be ecstatic. She's going to be really overjoyed that you had a great experience at her shop.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, do you need anything painted, by the way?
Painted?
I have a painter that's going to be my next guest.
Oh, nothing painted, but I know a lot of painters. That's good. I mean, he's working. I'm sure he's working in Florida. That's for sure.
Right. Southwest Painting. Okay. Do I give stop? Okay. Go ahead. Thank you for being on the show, Casey.
Appreciate you, Brian. And y'all have a good night.
You too. Thanks, everybody. You too. Be safe.
So tell us about the painting company, Southwest.
Well, it's only been down here for 5 months, and I'm starting to see some movement through the coupon book.
Very good.
But it originated in Newcastle, Indiana, doing fairly well. But I came down here to do some work for a friend of mine. And I got back to Indiana. I says, I can't stay here. I got to get back down there. So here I am. And I'm in the book, second page.
So how long have you been in the business in painting?
Close to 30 years.
30 years. Yeah. It's a long time.
Yeah, it is
a long time.
And it took 10 to like it. It took 10, every bit of 10 years to like it.
Do you use a sprayer or do you use a...
Anything that's necessary, yeah.
Okay.
But definitely spraying.
Okay.
Without it, I wouldn't paint.
Right. I noticed when I painted my house, just basically the prep work, you know, just scraping it, priming it.
You had to scrape?
It's a lot of work. Yeah, I had a house up north. I painted my own house.
Lap siding.
Yes, I needed it. It's just, it has cedar shingles on it. Yeah. It had old paint peeling, so I had to peel as much as I could.
Well, that's what's so nice about down here.
Yes.
Stucco.
Exactly.
No scraping.
Yeah.
You know, if any, very little,
mm-hmm.
plug up your cracks. Mm-hmm. And you're good to go.
Do you find that you use more paint on stucco though, because it sucks in most of the?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Back so roll it.
Okay, you back roll it.
You
okay.
back roll it.
That's smart.
Yeah.
So let me close this door. It looks like it's.
Looks like party up
there. Yeah, we're so busy out there. It's actually getting loud for a change. Yeah. So how long does it take to get a house painted, like a 3,000 square foot house?
3,000 square feet. Well, with a crew, could do it probably a day or two.
Oh, not bad at all.
Yeah, that's not bad.
No.
I try to stay away from two stories.
Can you give the listeners like an idea of a pricing kind of thing, or is that too variable?
No. Let me know the square footage of your house, and 97 cents a square foot.
Oh, easy.
I'm really pushing that.
97
a square foot. Oh, wow.
Yeah, is that a special you have going in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, you may have just saved me so much backbreaking work. My fiance, no, I'm serious. I'm dead serious. My fiance wants to do it herself, and we've done like floors and things ourselves, and I just keep pushing her to, like, you know, get a professional to do it, because it's just, you know, it's my effort. I'm too lazy, right? But that's awesome. We're going to give you a call and get a quote, and I'll look at that. I could even secret shop the painter guy.
Wow. Well, with that being said, how can they get in contact with you if they want your service? What's your telephone number?
727-477-1957.
All right. Okay.
1957. That's the year my brother was born.
Yeah. We wanted to be simple.
And a lot of your cars too that survived were the 57 for some reason.
Like the Chevys.
Yeah. The most cars that have survived till today,
mm-hmm.
are the cars that were made from going back are 1957.
Interesting.
Did you know that?
Mm, didn't know that.
It makes sense though.
And
that's
what's
why
the first three numbers?
The first three, 727.
No, but after that.
477.
477. 77 is good.
It is.
Because 7 is completion.
That's right.
Believe it or not, 7 is a spiritual number. 477, two sevens, times 2 is 14. Then you can remember the first number of 4.
Brian, I'm going to have to stop you, man. I can't. That doesn't help me know the number.
Meant to be in your brain. Right now, to have done that.
And then don't forget to divide by 2. And then times it by 3. And then we got your number.
All right, Brian, one more time. What's the number? Spell it out.
477-1957.
Correct.
Awesome.
And, wow.
Wow. That's fantastic.
What's the area code?
727.
That one I caught.
And you know why I can say 727? How I'll always remember that? Who can guess what my birthday is?
July 27th.
Very good.
Jeez.
He wins the prize.
Wow.
You get a gift card.
Oh, that is unbelievable.
Yes. You make some of it too obvious.
But yes.
You gave him the hints before the show, didn't you?
No, he didn't.
I saw you go in there ahead of time. You're like, oh,
okay,
I'm going to have a little quiet chat.
Yeah. All right, so let's go to our next guest. We got Kai coming on, and we got Sam. Come on, let's go. You guys right. Get out. The people that have a...
Okay, so you know what? All right, then here's what we're going to do. While they're getting set up, we're going to go to traffic right now.
Radio Network. The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
All right, this is your BCC Coupon Book Radio Show Traffic Report brought to you by Barnett's Pressure Washing. For those of you in the downtown Tampa area, 275 is once again backed up due to disabled vehicles and is jammed up all the way to Armia. There's one disabled vehicle right over by Midtown, so you're going to be backed up there in Tampa. There is traffic going in both directions on the Courtney Campbell Causeway, general slowdowns. We are also seeing slowdowns on US 19 in Pinellas County, both going north and south. Again, this is all due to rush hour traffic. This is Sally with your BCC Coupon Book Radio Show, brought to you by Barnett's Power Washing. And now, back to more of the BCC Coupon Book Radio Show.
888-6581. Tired of going out and seeing dirt and grime, and it drives you crazy every time. We'll reduce the stress when we pressure wash it for you, and let your home's beauty shine through.
Let it shine through.
If you want the best, you better call Merritt. 888-6581. If you want the best, call Merritt.
Pressure wash it.
888-6581.
Hey Tampa Bay, do you have a cleaning project that needs to get done? Give Keith's Cleaning Service a call, 727-470-5071 for honest, hardworking, and tenacious service from Keith's Cleaning Service. Call now for a quote, 727-470-5071. That's 727-470-5071 for Keith's Cleaning Service. Some of the best cleaning services in Tampa Bay. Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop, the best grub on wheels. The storefront location for Fat Jack's is no longer operating. However, they could still provide you with their best sandwiches, burgers, wings, and a whole lot more through their brand new food truck. Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop is now the best grub on wheels thanks to the food truck. You can still get all the great specialty sandwiches, burgers, wings, and a whole lot more that you've come to know and love is now available out of the food truck. To be able to see where the food truck is, check out their Facebook page at Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
Yes, we got Dunkin' Donuts in the house, right?
Dunkin' Donuts. We got chocolate. We got... There's actually a blueberry flavor that I do not know.
Okay, let's go around. And I'm going to start, Matt, if you don't mind. What's your favorite donut? No? Okay, what's your favorite donut?
Boston cream.
What's your favorite donut?
Blueberry.
What's your favorite donut?
Well, it has to be the chocolate sprinkles and the strawberry sprinkles.
What's your favorite donut, Alex?
Headlights.
Headlights, okay. My favorite donut is that chocolate donut. So anyhow, Dunkin' Donuts in the house. We got Baked Ziti in the house. We got a salad in the house. We got pizza from Frank's Pizzeria.
We got
Frank's Pizza.
We got Frank's Pizza. Frank makes good pizza.
Very good. So now let's talk about the massage therapy. What you got going on there, and why should someone get a massage?
Hey everybody, I'm Kai. I'm the owner of Bodhi Body Works, and we are located near downtown Dunedin on Bayshore Boulevard, and we are dedicated to creating a safe and therapeutic space. We aim to tailor each session to the person's individual needs. We really work towards aiming to bring more of a holistic approach to our massage sessions. So we're incorporating energy work, essential oils. We do tie stretching, we have red light therapy, a lot of different modalities, cupping, sports, and we try to incorporate as many different styles to help guide you towards the path of healing for your body.
Right, and Bob Hope, which you guys might not know, do you know who Bob Hope is? Some might be before your generation, but he lived to be 100 years old, and he was on Johnny Carson. And then Johnny just said, what's the secret to being 100 years old? And do you know what his answer was? He gets massages 3 times a day. And he believes that it loosens up the toxins in your body and it releases them. He believes that he lived to 100 because of the massages.
You know, I totally believe that that's true. I think that when you take care of your body will take care of you. And I, you know, sometimes people say, oh, it's $80 an hour, you know, I, you know, this, that, and I don't know. And for me, it's, I think and I personally get massages all the time, it's an investment into my health. Either you invest into your wellness or you invest into your illness. And that's what I've seen.
Very good. That's really good, and it's really good. And then this cup thing, I know that most people don't know what that is, but that's more of a Chinese thing.
It is, and I'm actually studying Chinese medicine right now. I'm going to school for acupuncture and herbs over in Sarasota, and traditional Chinese medicine has been around for thousands of years. And with the practice of cupping in particular, what we do is we put the cups on the body, and we use suction to pull up the skin, and it's separating the fascia, which is the covering of the muscle, from the actual muscles itself. And most of the problems that happen in the body happen in the fascia, not the muscle. And so what we're doing is we're relieving deep adhesions that have been there, you know, those knots that you feel. And we're pulling up all this blood flow to the surface of the skin. So it's pulling up toxins, it's increasing the circulation dramatically. And what I've seen time and time again with clients who have chronic, you know, issues, shoulder injuries, knee injuries, stuff like that, is when we apply these techniques, these, especially the ones like cupping and rooted in the Chinese medicine, that they see huge results in just a few sessions.
Fantastic. Can you do me a favor to tell people how to get in touch with you?
Yeah, so we have a website. It's called bodhibodyworks.com, B-O-D-H-I, body, like your body, and then works.com. And that's our website where you can make an online appointment. And then I also have a phone number. It's 727-300-1656. And you can text or call that number and book your appointment that way as well.
So say the number again.
It's 727-300-1656.
1656.
You got it, Brian.
1656.
Yeah. And the name, I actually wanted to talk a little bit. The name is from the Buddha. And so the reason why I named it this is because, you know, they say that the Buddha had attained enlightenment and he sat underneath a Bodhi tree. And so the idea behind it was that if you are taking care of your body, you get that feeling of enlightenment as if you sat underneath the Bodhi tree. So I thought Bodhi sounded like body. So Bodhi Body Works.
Wow, it's good. And then, you know, one of the things with Buddha is that you have to go through suffering to become enlightened. And that helps me because when I'm suffering, I think of Buddha where he says that he had to suffer a lot. Is that true?
I truly believe that. And in my experience in my life, the times that I've suffered the most helps me appreciate the times that I have joy and happiness.
Right.
It's the yin and the yang. If I don't have suffering, then I don't appreciate grace. If I don't have lack, then I don't appreciate the abundance. So I do believe that in order to attain this state, like, you know, Buddha or whatever else you believe in, that we have to go through something to have the path to reach us towards
right. So look at it, that in every adversity, a seed is planted for a greater result.
Yeah.
Right? So you think it's an adversity, but the seed was planted for something greater to happen. You just got to believe that. So when you're going through suffering or tough times, believe something good's going to come out of it.
Yeah. One of my favorite philosophers, his name is Thich Nhat Hanh, and he says, no mud, no lotus, right? And that's most people are afraid of their suffering. So if we embrace the suffering and we look for the seed or the lesson or whatever it is that we're going through, 9 times out of 10 in my life, almost all of the time, that I've gone through something really, really challenging. On the other side of it, you know, when I'm in it, I'm like, why is this happening to me? You know, yelling at the sky. And then on the other side of it, I look back and I saw the, you know, creator, universe.
Growth.
Yeah, growth. Exactly.
Growth. Now, can you ask my friend here, because ask him how he did over the last 5 days, and just interview him. His name is Tony, a 9-year-old entrepreneur, a 9-year-old businessman. Tell me what dad wouldn't be proud of him. So ask him some questions what he does.
Hey, Tony. How you doing?
Good.
What do you do?
I do dog sitting.
You do? I will have to get in touch with you. You have an ad in the coupon book, too?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Wow. You know, I have a dog.
You do?
Yeah, her name is Shiva. She's a black lab. She's really sweet.
You like black labs?
Yeah, I like black labs.
Your big brother is a black lab.
Oh, yeah.
Aww. Yeah. That's cool.
My teacher had a black lab, too.
How'd you start doing this?
Well,
Basically, it happened like a couple months ago. I was in Georgia, and I saw an actual ad on how to start your own online business. So I wanted to start my own business, and then I thought of what did I like most about anything, and I thought wolves. So since I like wolves, I can't get wolves because I don't have a permit, and I'm not technically old enough to own one yet. So I started thinking what is close to a wolf that I can hang out with, and I thought dogs. Dogs. So then I went home after going visiting Georgia. I got started on a name, and I got Dog Sitting Supreme. And I actually have a dog, too. If you take a look here, right there, you can see my dog.
What is dog spelled backwards?
God.
Well, you knew that quick. That's right. So you're in a godly business because they say dogs are man's best friend. Mm-hmm. And then there's a theory and a study done that people that have dogs live longer because you have a companion and someone that loves you, and dogs give you unconditional love.
Yeah.
All dogs go to heaven.
All dogs. Okay, and then closing, Tony, what would you like to say?
Okay, well...
And talk about your dad, how wonderful your pops is. How he's always in your corner.
Yeah. My dad's pretty good, and there's one more thing I have to say about my business, though. There's one more thing that if anyone watching wants to call me, they have to know this. This is a golden rule. Yeah, so anyone watching, pay attention. Pay good attention. I'm only going to say this once. We do background checks on the dogs. I stopped laughing.
Yes, they got to fill out a resume.
Because the payment is at the end of the session, because that depends on how well the dog has behaved, how much. And that's going to determine how well your dog was behaved, how much that's going to cost you if he was naughty and there's any like mental dysfunctions or anything. That's going to have to charge you, but if it's your first time, then we are going to make a deal with you on this.
Okay, thank you for being on the show, and God bless
your
dad, Alex.
Yeah,
my dad, Alex, you're a very good dad, and he's a superior dad, and you have done wonderful things. And you
we
know what?
Try real hard.
The acorn don't fall far from the tree. He's a teaching his son. His other son is a successful businessman, and he's a really great dad, Alex.
Okay. That's awesome. Thank you so much for having me, Brian.
Okay, just say your phone number.
Okay, call it at 727-580-4247.
Okay.
And sign up for dog sitting
today.
What's
the phone number again?
727-580-4247. And you can sign up and get your dog over here.
Okay, thank you, buddy. You did a great job, Tony. Really proud of you. Okay, I would like you to meet a guy that's a man of God. He's been told to say something to me by God.
I anoint you in the name of Jesus Christ with holy water.
Amen. Okay, so tell us about the man of God. So what he is, he really is a man of God, right? Like, and then I get made fun of, too, where I want you to do this, where you can, when you go outside, would you do this for me? You look in his eyes, and you can see either, you explain to him.
Either you'll see a bright white light coming towards you. It will come up. You'll see a bright white light coming towards you in the reflection of the eye. And it'll slowly turn into a white smock all the way down. And it will turn into Jesus Christ's face with colored eyes like mine.
Wow. That's
and
amazing.
They will see it, and God will come into you. Angel's daughter had God come into her. God came into me, and I answered her questions, and I didn't even know the answers or nothing. I didn't know the question or anything. And when she asked question to God, I told her to say it in her mind and watch. And then I watched her shake her head with Jesus. And she was.
And then you can film it, too, like just to prove to it. So the girl that was here, right, she started hysterically crying, right? Because they had a conversation. And he was able to touch her heart with words of wisdom.
She prayed the night before, right. And God took over me. And the question was between her and God. My voice and everything was taken over by God, my body and everything. And the Holy Ghost right now is within me right now. And it's hard not to get upset at times. And when he's in me like this,
it's good.
See? It's pretty hard. But I can handle it because I'm not a prophet, Brian.
Okay.
I am an angel of God.
Very good.
And I'm allowed to say that, but I'm not allowed to tell you my name.
Okay.
Because that's between me and God. Okay. And it is an angel's name.
Angel of God.
That's what I am, actually.
Can you pray over my friend? I wanted to say this. If you could just say a prayer. His name is Jimmy. He owns Suncoast Automotive Custom Engines. And he's right now going through radiation treatment for his throat. And he also is having work done on his liver.
I'd love to see him in person so I can anoint him with holy water and put hands on him. Okay. I pray for him, though. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for him. I ask Father, my Father in heaven, to send Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost into us. Into Jimmy and into me. I open my heart. I ask Jimmy to open his heart and welcome Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost into him for this prayer. I ask you, Father, thank you. And I pray that Jesus understands our ways. We are full of sin. And I ask you to forgive us for all of our sin and bring healing properties into Jimmy. Just a mustard seed of faith is all it takes to heal. Just to touch Jesus' garment to bring healing properties. If you have faith, it will be done in the name of Jesus Christ. I have faith and I say, Jimmy is healed in the name of Jesus Christ. And I praise you, Father. All glory to you. All glory to you. I am only your vessel. Amen.
Amen.
Ask some questions, if you don't mind.
How did you have your awakening?
August 10, 1974, I died in an auto accident with my brother and my father. My brother and my father, and I died for over an hour. And I went up a dark tunnel, and I met God. The first time I met him, he said, "Son," and I said, "Dad." I didn't know my father, my God, and he said, "No, I'm your father in heaven." And then he explained to me I had to go back because I was on mission, and he explained everything about me at that point. So I knew at that point who I was. At that time, I was only 10 years old, and I thought I was crazy.
Diana.
And then I did it three more times. You see the rattlesnake bite here? Mm-hmm. The rattlesnake bite, there's more pygmy rattler bites. I never had no anti-venom, and I came back to life in front of an FBI agent and a doctor after an hour being dead.
Wow.
So, and I couldn't see, but I could tell them what they were doing because I was standing on the roof looking through the roof at them. Arguing about me being dead, and I said, I took a big gasp air, and I said, "Who's that?" And they freaked out and ran out of the room.
Yeah. Just real quick, who are you and what do you do?
My name is Diana Conway, and my husband's name is Mark Lucas, and we own a dog walking service called Dog Serenity Services, and we board, we walk, we do drop-ins, and if you're interested, 727-831-3518. My husband's number is 617-839-6908. Please call at your convenience, and we'll see what we can do for you. We want to facilitate to your needs, to your animal's needs, and to make you feel as comfortable as possible.
God bless you. Say a prayer for Dog Serenity.
I say a prayer for you. I pray Psalms 91 over your business.
Thank you.
What it says in Psalms 91?
No, it says,
God shall send angels in charge of you to keep you safe in all your ways. You pick the ways. And I say, for me, I say, I pick the ways. I say, encamp angels around you, your business, your dogs, and everything. And I have to say, all dogs go to heaven because spelled backward, it's God. And I know how it is. Amen. You receive that prayer.
Thank you very much.
Amen. Thank you, Kyle.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.